From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Police say terrorism cannot be ruled out as a motive in a California mass shooting. Questions remain unanswered after a heavily armed man and woman dressed for battle opened fire on a holiday banquet for his co-workers Wednesday, killing 14 people and seriously wounding more than a dozen others in what authorities are calling a precision assault. Hours later, the two died in a shootout with police. Authorities are still trying to determine a motive, which could include workplace violence or terrorism. Wednesday's shooting happened at a social services center for the disabled, where the suspect's colleagues with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health were renting space for a celebration. It was the nation's deadliest mass shooting since the attack at a school in Newtown, Connecticut 3 years ago that left 26 children and adults dead. The San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan identified one dead suspect as Syed Rizwan Farouk, 28, the other as 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik, his wife or his fiance. Bergwan said that Farouk was born in the United States but did not know Malik's background. The attackers invaded the Inland Regional Center about 60 miles east of Los Angeles around 11 a.m., opening fire in a conference area where county health officials were having an employee banquet. Russian President Vladimir Putin used his annual State of the Nation address to call for greater international coordination in the fight against extremism in Syria. Speaking before the Russian Federal Assembly in Moscow, Putin again accused Turkey of buying oil from the Islamic State extremist group. Moscow's relations with Turkey have soured after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane. This is VOA News. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force Tornado fighters took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and, according to British officials, returned safely to base. The defense ministry later said the bombs targeted the IS-controlled Omar oil fields but provided no other details. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge. The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star, who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reba Steenkamp. Anita Powell in Johannesburg has covered the trial for VOA.
So this is the outcome of an appeal presented by state prosecutors. They disagreed with last year's conviction for culpable homicide, which is basically manslaughter to many Americans. They said that Oscar Pistorius meant to kill whoever was behind the bathroom door when he shot that fateful night. And the panel of five judges agreed and said that he did mean to kill whoever was behind that door, and therefore the conviction should be murder, and the sentence should be adjusted accordingly.
The murder charge carries a minimum 15 years in prison. The case now goes back to Pistorius's original court for a new sentence. Pistorius was released from prison in October after serving less than a year of his 5-year term behind bars. Under South African law, people sentenced to 5 years or less are eligible to leave prison after serving 1/6 of their term. FIFA Vice Presidents Juan Angel Napu and Alfredo Hawit were arrested Thursday, all part of the U.S. Department of Justice's widening bribery case that has rocked soccer's or football's scandal-hit governing body. Both men have opposed their extradition to the United States at Zurich police hearings, according to Switzerland's Justice Ministry. Hours earlier, Swiss police made pre-dawn raids at the luxury Bar Olac Hotel in downtown Zurich. That's the same place where arrest on May 27 sparked the FIFA corruption crisis. According to the U.S. arrest warrants, the men are suspected of accepting bribes of millions of dollars. Some of the offenses were agreed and prepared in the USA. Payments were also processed via U.S. banks, according to the Justice Department. The bribes are linked to marketing rights for two soccer organizations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.